Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It was out of the era of a deep economic recession that America and the world remembers as the Great Depression. The specific year, I think, was 1934, when a group of biological brothers and a son formed to create a male quartet sound that would be forever etched into the foundation of gospel music as we know it today. That group, the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, with strong Memphis ties, which would also come to mean Elvis Presley ties later. These men were pace setters before their time. So to help us relive some of these wonderful and historical sounds is a living, breathing, walking history book of all things gospel music. Welcome, Bill Gaither.
Hey, Daniel, it's good to be with you.
Hey, man, this group was one of those that really was a pace setter, and especially as you move to, and not to take anything away from the Blackwood family, but when you move to the addition of like the J.D. Sumner aspect, there were so many things that were laid here, it's hard to cover in one broadcast, that were revolutionary, to say the least, not only to gospel music, but to the entire musical industry. And so I wanted to sort of cover some of this, and you've brought some songs from the Blackwoods' history as well.
Yeah, the Blackwoods were really a very integral part of the old Stamps Baxter Publishing Company out of Dallas, Texas. And unlike the Statesmen, they were closer to Texas. And most of the groups in those days headquartered in close touch with V.O. Stamps and the old Stamps Quartet and the newest convention book that they had published, and would go out and sing those songs in those early broadcasts. And it was just a phenomenal group of brothers who could sing together. And you are right. The brothers, it was really James and his brother Roy who sang the tenor. And then R.W. Blackwood, who was a nephew. And then I think, wasn't it Doyle who did the bass probably in the early years? Yeah. And by bass, I probably mean a baritone bass, because it was not a low bass singer. Yeah. But wonderful family, probably heavily connected with the Assemblies of God or the Pentecostal Church in those days. Hilton Griswold was even an Assembly of God a pastor. And little unlike the Statesmen, they were more closely associated with a church kind of background. They sang more hymns than the Statesmen did. Mm-hmm. They were a little closer to a traditional approach.
Well, one of the biggest songs, I guess, if you're looking at chart-topping songs they did, was the song, and I think it went on quite some time as far as length of the song, like 5-6 minute song, Learning to Lean. And it's one of those that it seemed you mentioned, you know, kind of gets personal in there. First of all, what year are we talking about with this song, and what do you think the secret behind that long success of staying on top of the charts is?
Oh, I think it was a sing-along. Everybody could sing with it. By this time, JD was gone from the group. I don't even know who was singing bass. It might have been Ken singing bass by then. Pat Hoffmaster came with the group, and I think probably even James took a little leave there for a while and was doing some solo stuff. And I think his son was in the group with Cecil. And so they were leaning more on the tenor than they were on the lead singer at that stage. And of course, J.D. was gone, and they found a wonderful sing-along song where people could sing with them, Learning to Lean, Learning to Lean, Learning to Lean on Jesus, and sang it nightly for many, many years.
Jesus, find me
It still holds the record, it looks like, as being number one on the national radio charts longer than any other song in gospel music history. So,
huh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, Big John Hall sang with them. London Paris sang with them. Of course, we mentioned Ken Turner and Pat Hoffmaster, among some of the other greats who've traveled those roads with him. Big John had a great sound, didn't he? Still does.
Yeah, he had a big voice. Now, he is another one of those characters who had a big range, and he also had some low notes. He was pretty unbelievable. Not only was he a big person, but that's one of the, what I call one of the broadest tones. And he didn't really need a mic because his tones were so big. He was in the Brock Spear category of bass singers, where they sang out, you know, and with big, big tones. And pretty amazing singer. Pretty amazing singer. I can remember at the Quartet Convention one night after Dwayne Friend and Donnie Sumner had written The Night Before Easter. The Stamps sang it, and they sang it well. But the Blackwoods also were singing it. And James could sing that song. And man, you know, they would sing to one side of the stage that seated about 4,000 or 5,000, then they'd sing to the other side that seated about 3,000. Then they had an overflow room at the side that held a 1,000 people, and they sang in all three of those rooms. And every time they'd sing that, the crowd would be on their feet the night before Easter. I think that was one of the most memorable Blackwood Brothers songs I have ever heard in my life. And here again, James knew how to touch the heartstrings with that song. And of course, the lyric of that song is so fantastic. It's one of my favorite moments of the Blackwood Brothers.
This night was so different from all of the rest. A silence now covers the earth. The stars have no glimmer. The moon tries to hide. For in death lies the man of their birth. With sorrow, a mother now cries for the son she loved now is gone. sent from heaven was taken away. Heartbroken, she feels all alone at the feet of his mother. A little boy cries, saying, "Mama, I don't understand. I remember the look of love in his eyes that I saw when he touched my hand. The king of all ages, the giver of life, for a moment silent and still. Then a power from heaven breaks through the night, and death must bow to his will. Then the stone moves, the earth shakes, the birds start singing, the sun shines, the earth warms, new life it's bringing. Then the little boy stops crying, and the mother is smiling.
Classic sounds from the Blackwoods on Daniel Britt and Friends. We are spotlighting, of course, their history, that classic sound. And Bill Gaither sitting with me today is our guest co-host to learn more about this pace-setting quartet. Earlier, we mentioned Jackie Marshall on piano, but we can't pass over Wally Varner.
The first time I heard Wally Varner was with the Homeland Harmony Quartet. And I couldn't believe that one man could make that much sound out of a piano. He must have started the phrase a one-man band, because I mean to tell you, there wasn't a note on the piano that he did not play by the end of the night. And I heard him do I've Got That Old-Time Religion in My Heart. I didn't think you could play that fast and hit that many notes. And then Waiting for His Return. And then I didn't hear from him for a while. Then after Jackie left the group, I heard they were getting Wally Varner, and I thought, oh, that will be interesting. And his style was different, but you talk about a showman. He could play the piano.
And wrote some nice songs, too.
Oh, wrote some wonderful convention songs, yeah. Crown Him King and Sing Your Blues Away. And we sang many, and there's a little bell that keeps ringing. We sang many of those on the homecoming tapes.
Well, so energetic on the piano. One of the stories is that he fell off the piano bench and fell into the orchestra pit in the middle of a rousing number. And right there in front of everybody, I mean.
I can believe that.
Yeah,
I can believe
it. One of the piano greats who spent time with the Blackwood Brothers, Wally Varner. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with our guest co-host today, Bill Gaither, on this part two edition of a history lesson of the Blackwood Brothers. Now, continuing. They did one song on this project that they did together. And I guess this came out of this partnership where they were traveling together. And at the maybe at the end of the project, or one song on the project, they actually sing with all the voices on one song. It's when the Saints Go Marching In, right?
Yeah, and you know, and there'll be many times on a night like when they would do the Old Country Church after Bill had sung it a couple three times, and Rosie'd come out and sing a chorus of it, and they would do that. They would jump in on, and every now and then the Statesman gets something going, and that was before the days of string bass. So and so they had the four guys singing, and the JD would come out and do the doom 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 doom, He would be the stand-up bass, you know. Yeah. And there was that kind of thing where they would come out and support each other on a particular song. But most of the time they would do it separately. But they did on this one song, When the Saints Go Marching In, everybody took a lead.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in.
My father loved the Savior, what a soldier he had been.
But his steps will be more steady when the saints go marching in.
Up there I'll see the Saint Lord who redeemed my soul from sin.
With extended hands he'll greet me when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints hallelujah. Go marching in.
Hallelujah.
When the saints
hallelujah.
Go marching in.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I want to be in that number.
When the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints
hallelujah.
Go marching in.
Hallelujah.
When the saints
hallelujah.
Go marching in.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I want to be in that number.
When the saints go marching in.
Which is where you took your cue of bringing Signature Sound and the vocal band together to do a whole project that way, which turned out to be quite magical.
Yeah, and if Jake were here, I would say that, Jake, we took your idea, but we did the entire, we went in the studio together and we recorded all the songs together. And he'd say, well, you did one up on us on you know, on that one. But it was a good idea and people loved it and they still love it.
Through this world.
The Gaither Vocal Band and Ernie Haas' signature sound, two gray quartets together, and that concept came directly from the Statesman and the Blackwood Brothers, a concept that was invented decades ago, but is brought back around. And hey, Bill Gaither's our guest co-host today as we focus in on the Blackwoods' history on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends.
Is it your, maybe your gut feeling that the Blackwoods had more... More songwriting to come out of their group than the Statesmen, or was it about equal? I guess you had Mosey and the Statesmen writing songs.
Mosey supplied the, in all fairness, Mosey supplied both the Statesmen and Blackwoods with great songs. I'm Feeling Mighty Fine with the Blackwood Brothers and His Hand in Mine. And you know, I'm sure there were many more. He probably, because he lived in Atlanta, they were a little closer to the source. So he supplied them with a lot of songs. Both J.D. and the Big Chief wrote songs for their group. You know, only time will tell whether those did not seem to be their strongest songs, however. Their songs, like, you know, A Night Before Easter was written by Donnie Sumner and Duane Friend. J.D.'s songwriting seemed to be a little stronger than the Chief's songwriting. And there would be people that would disagree with me there, but... The 23rd Psalm song that J.D. wrote became a big, big song for them. Keep Me was a big song for them. So, but I think both of the groups were not known as much for the songwriting as they were for the performing. And they basically had to come to Mosey Lister and Ira Stampfield and Stuart Hamlin, you know, and the great songwriters of the time to get songs like most of us still do today.
Well, speaking of great songwriting and great songwriters, I mean, you have to look right here at our guest co-host today, Bill Gaither. And this next song is a Gaither song and was recorded by the late James Blackwood and was what they called a lost recording, something that he put down and went into a vault and now after his death has resurfaced and has been remastered. It's a solo. And this great song from the Gaither catalog.
Modern times have brought us many comforts. People live in wealth and luxury. But the master still asks the question, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? My child, what will your answer be? O precious Lord, more than fame, more
Blackwoods had a way of taking, here again, hymns from the church and making them work in a commercial way. And, you know, and this song is not a hymn, but it's what we would call one of the northern evangelical songs, The Stranger of Galilee. It wasn't a rhythm song. And they were able to take that and sell it both in the north and in the south. And partly because of Bill Shaw's ability to... to sing a song like that. So I have to give them credit there. They knew how to merge the church and the commercial world, the commercial gospel world together. I think quite beautifully.
In fancy, I stood by the shore one day of the beautiful murmuring sea. I saw the great crowds as they thronged the way of the Stranger of Galilee.
I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see.
The lame was made whole by the matchless skill of the Stranger of Galilee.
And I felt I could love him forever.
So gracious and tender, so tender was he. I claimed him that day as my Savior, this Stranger of Galilee.
His look of compassion, his word, they shall never forgotten be.
When sin sick and helpless he saw me there, this Stranger of Galilee, he showed me his hand and his riven side.
Whispered, it was for thee.
My burden fell off at the pierced feet of a Stranger of Galilee. And I felt I could love him and tender was he. I claimed him that day as my Savior, this Stranger of
Blackwood Brothers here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Bill Gaither sitting here with us, and we're listening to some classic sounds and gospel music and getting a dose of a lesson on history as it relates specifically to the Blackwood Brothers today.
You know, the Blackwood Brothers, much like the Jordanaires or any of those groups, did a lot of the songs from the Golden Gate Quartet, and the Golden Gate were best known for the old... spiritual Swing Down Sweet Chariot, and a lot of groups did copped that sound. The Jordanaires were probably one of the first ones. I don't think the Statesmen ever did this, but the Blackwoods did it, and then later on the Imperials did it, Swing Down Sweet Chariot. And we even had a video of them doing that with R.W. and Bill back with the original group. But it was fun.
And this is one of the songs you experimented with the days before the vocal band was birthed, really, right? From what I understand, it's one of the songs maybe you guys played around with, you and some of the guys who would become the vocal band in the early 80s, late 70s.
Maybe. Yeah, because it was just a song that many quartets sang. And when we're together, the signature sound, we do it every night. You know, well.
Yeah.
You know, but it's fun to hear R.W. They sang it in a pretty white way, but they still sang it.
Sure.
And it was quite good.
Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, I got a hold on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, I got a hold on the other side.
Swing, swing.
Swing, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease in. I got a hold on the other side.
Swing, swing, swing,
swing, swing, swing.
Oh, look who yonder.
Swing,
well, the seagull went down and he got on board. The chariot went a-bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't a seagull about the bumping of the road. He just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a hole on the other side.
Well, I got a bottle and a bottle of sand.
I won't stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a hole on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Another song that they sang of Stuart Hammond's, which was a standout, was his great song, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. The chimes at time ring out the news, another day is through. He was quite a writer, and the Blackwood Brothers jumped on many of those songs in the early days and got them out, and it was quite good.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone new? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be
done for others.
is no power can conquer you, while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise, look away and hide.
It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you.
This is Daniel Britt and friends with that classic sound of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, a name that is synonymous with gospel music and primarily its history. And of course, responsible for so much great talent, even outside of the Blackwood name. We've talked about piano greats Jackie Marshall and Wally Varner and other names like Big John Hall that sang with the group, and Bill Shaw. And of course, can't forget J.D. Sumner.
One of J.D.'s first songs that he wrote for the Blackwoods, he wrote that had a bass lead in it called God Made a Way, and I even hear current groups today singing that, and it's kind of fun to hear the but old JD wanted to make sure the bass was being featured on this song, and so here it is, God Made a Way.
I am going to that city far beyond the sky. I have made my reservation for my home on high. My soul was bought at Calvary by the Father's only Son, and he has my mansion ready when my work is done.
God made a way for me way beyond the crystal sea. He's coming back someday. He's gonna take me home to stay. I'll live forever. Sure, oh, what a wonderful, happy day
God made a way.
God made a way for me beyond the crystal sea. He's coming back someday. He's gonna take me home to stay. I'll live forevermore all along that golden shore. Oh, what a wonderful, happy day God made a way. God made a way for me beyond the crystal sea. He's coming back someday. Take me home to stay. I'll live forevermore along that golden shore. Oh, what a wonderful, happy day God made away.
Blackwood Brothers, Daniel Britt and Bill Gaither sitting here with you today playing some classic sounds from Bill's collection. And by the way, a lot of these are from the Gaither Gospel Series remastered project of a lot of these favorites, simply titled The Blackwoods. And it's just a highlight of all these great songs. And you can get that, of course, at Gaither.com and check it out. Nice photos on there as well. And, of course, timeless, timeless tunes.
The Blackwood Brothers did an entire project of Hawaiian tunes, songs that sounded like you were in the islands of Hawaii. And there was a tune that came out of the Stamps Quartet Music Company called Paradise Island. And I know this guy's name his last name was Sharp, and I forget what his first name was, but he wrote this tune, "How'd You Like to Spend Eternity on Paradise Island?" And you could hear the ukuleles and probably some people dancing while the song was being sung.
But, Oakley Sharp.
Oakley Sharp wrote the song, and Bill Shaw sings it here beautifully. Listen. You're going to do a history of the Blackwood Brothers, you got to sooner or later talk about the fun song that J.D. wrote about going back to the old country church, and every time sing a verse, he'd come back to some old hymn that they would sing, like Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, but ended up with the old gospel tune, I'm Redeemed by Love Divine, Glory. They sang that every night on stage. That would be their last tune. And that's when other singers would come out and help Bill Shaw sing that last chorus. Many times James would sing it the same range, in the same range Bill sang it. But it was always exciting every night.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this next number, I think perhaps will take you back through the years to your childhood days as it did me the first time we sang it. We sing a verse of the song, and then we include a chorus of one of the old hymns. I hope one will be one of your favorites, and I hope it'll bless your heart as we sing for you now, The Old Country Church.
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church to hear the songs of praise. How the people would sing, it would make the rafters ring
at that old
country church. Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river? Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down.
It came down,
and the children would smile as they shouted down the aisle
of that old
country church.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Sunday I'd see all my friends dear to me
at that old country church.
When it came time for prayer, everybody would be there
at that old
country church.
Leaning
safe and secure from all alarms,
leaning
on the everlasting arms. Now the years have gone by, and so many have died
at that old country church.
But they're on the other shore, where they'll sing forevermore as they did at that old country church.
I'm redeemed
by the divine.
Christ is mine.
I have been
reading.
Said to know where you're going, you got to look at where you came from. And we don't play these songs because it's just a bit of nostalgia on an afternoon or evening here. But we play them because they say something, and they really are part of the foundation of what we call Southern gospel music or the gospel quartet sound of today. So the Blackwoods definitely in that category. I mean, my goodness, going back to the 30s. I don't know if you can get much. I know that you can go back to the 1800s with the convention style, but with the quartets that were traveling kind of in the way we know it, they were probably one of the first.
No doubt. And they probably took it farther. They were the first people to open up the West Coast. They went out there many times and singing to churches and developed a lot of interest, and then finally ended up going to the Long Beach City Auditorium. And then told the statesman, you got to come out here with us. And they were smart at that point, realizing they couldn't do that all by themselves. Brought out their buddies, and they opened up new places. They were the first ones to go to New York City to do their thing, and they did it well. When I think about them, I've got to come back to the church. They knew how to hit the church's heartstrings, and. I think of this old gospel song that they sing, that R.W. sings with so much passion. When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone to care for you. I don't know of any group that sang that any more beautifully than the Blackwood Brothers. Listen to them as they sing it.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you.
When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone who cares for you.
Someone who cares for you.
Someone to care. Someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down.
Blackwood Blackwood Brothers, quite a unique sound, a story that's filled not only with tragedy, but great triumphs. I mean, a lot of accomplishments in the lives there, and many of them, there were a bunch of brothers, and there's a lot of descendants from the original bunch that we recognize being in the 30s and still carrying on that gospel music tradition. Bill Gaither has been our special guest co-host today. Thanks for sharing some of these historic sounds with us and some of your knowledge and relationships with these guys.
Daniel, thank you, and you keep carrying on, and don't you forget that we have got to keep understanding where we came from. Not a perfect tradition, but a wonderful tradition that has left us a wonderful opportunity to continue not only this great style of music, but a message of hope in a time where we need hope badly.
Thanks to Bill Gaither, our guest co-host today, and Gaither Music online at Gaither.com, where you can get a lot of these vintage sounds on a re-released, mastered, remastered recording called The Black Woods. For Bill Gaither, I'm Daniel Britt. We'll catch you back here next week.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at DanielBritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.